26 February 1947. Guru Swarupam, the Guru's Form. This afternoon, a Tamil youth approached Bhagavan and asked, "Swamiji, yesterday morning you told the Gujarati lady that renunciation means internal renunciation. How are we to attain it? What is internal renunciation?" Bhagavan: "Internal renunciation means that all vasanas should be subdued. If you ask me how to attain that, my reply is, it is attainable by sadhana." Question: "Sadhana requires a guru, doesn't it?" Bhagavan: "Yes, a guru is required." Question: "How is one to decide upon a proper guru? What is the swarup of a guru?" Bhagavan: "He is the proper guru to whom your mind is attuned. If you ask how to decide who is the guru and what is his swarupa, he should be endowed with tranquility, patience, forgiveness, and other virtues capable of attracting others, even by a mere look, like the magnetic stone, and with a feeling of equality towards all. He that has these virtues is the true guru. If one wants to know the true Guru Swarup, one must know his own Swarup first. How can one know the true Guru Swarup if one does not know one's own Swarup first? If you want to perceive the true Guru Swarup, you must first learn to look upon the whole universe as Guru Rupam. One must have the Guru Bhavam towards all living beings. It is the same with God. You must look upon all objects as God's Rup. How can he who does not know his own self perceive Ishwara Rup or Guru Rup? How can he determine them? Therefore, first of all, know your own real Swarupam." Question: "Isn't a guru necessary to know even that?" Bhagavan: "That is true. The world contains many great men. Look upon him as your guru, with whom your mind gets attuned. The one in whom you have faith is your guru." The youth was not satisfied. He started with a list of great men now living and said, "He has that defect, he has this defect. How can they be looked upon as gurus?" Bhagavan tolerates any amount of decrying of himself, but cannot tolerate even a little fault-finding of others. He said with some impatience, "Oho! You have been asked to know your own self, but instead you have started finding fault with others. It is enough if you correct your own faults. Those people can take care of their faults. It looks as if they cannot attain salvation unless they obtain your certificate first. That is a great pity. They are all waiting for your certificate. You are a great man. Have they any salvation unless you approve of them? Here you blame them. Elsewhere, you will blame us. You know everything, whereas we know nothing, and we have to be submissive towards you." "Yes, we shall do so. You go and please proclaim, 'I went to Ramanashramam. I asked the Maharshi some questions. He was unable to reply properly, so he does not know anything.'" The youth was about to speak again in the same strain, but another devotee prevented him from doing so. Bhagavan observed it and said, "Why do you stop him? Let all keep silent and let him go on speaking as long as he pleases. He is a wise man. We must therefore lie low. I have been observing him ever since his arrival. He was originally sitting in a corner with all his questions, carefully sorted and kept ready, bundled up, as it were. He has since been moving and coming nearer day by day, till at last he has come close enough and has started asking questions. After hearing the lady questioning me yesterday, he decided to show off his knowledge and so has opened his bundle. All that is in it must come out, mustn't it? He is going to search the whole world and decide the Guru Swarup for himself. It seems he has not so far found anybody with the requisite qualifications for being his guru. Dattatreya is the universal guru, isn't he? And he has said that the whole world was his guru. If you look at evil, you feel you should not do it. So, he said evil also was his guru. If you see good, you would wish to do it. So he said that good also was his guru. Both good and evil, he said, were his gurus. It seems that he asked the hunter which way he should go, but the latter ignored his question, as he was intent upon his aim to shoot a bird above. Dattatreya saluted him, saying, "You are my guru. Though killing the bird is bad, keeping your aim so steadfast in shooting the arrow as to ignore my query is good, thereby teaching me that I should keep my mind steadfast and fixed on Ishwara. You are therefore my guru." In the same way, he looked upon everything as his guru, till in the end, he said that his physical body itself was a guru, as its consciousness does not exist during sleep, and the body that does not exist should therefore not be confused with the soul. Dehatma bhavana, the feeling that the body is the soul. Therefore, that too was a guru for him. While he looked upon the whole world as his guru, the whole world worshipped him as its guru. It is the same with Ishwara. He who looks upon the whole universe as Ishwara is himself worshipped by the universe as Ishwara. Yad bhavam tad bhavati. As you conceive, you become. What we are, so is the world. There is a big garden. When a cuckoo comes to that garden, it will search the mango tree for fruit, while the crow will only search the neem tree. The bee searches for flowers to gather honey, while the flies search for the feces. He who searches for the shalagram, small holy stone, will pick it up, pushing aside all the other stones. That shalagram is in the midst of a heap of ordinary stones. The good is recognized because evil also coexists. Light shines because darkness exists. Ishwara is there only if illusion exists. He who seeks the essence is satisfied if he finds one good thing among 100. He rejects the 99 and accepts the one that is good, feeling satisfied that with that one thing he could conquer the world. His eye will always be on that single good thing. Bhagavan said all this in a resounding voice and then remained silent. The whole hall was steeped in a dignified silence. The clock struck 4, as though it were the original peacock that had come to salute the lotus feet of the Arunachala Ramana that destroyed the demon Surapadma, and to offer praises to him. The ashram peacock entered the hall from the northern side and announced its arrival by giving out a resounding cry. Bhagavan responded to the cry by saying, "Av, Av, come, come," and turned his look that side.